listening to A Penny and a Peswa. I'm your host, Ursula Imra. Welcome back to another episode of A Penny and a Peswa. I am your host, Ursula Imra. On today's episode, you'll be listening to an interview I conducted with Tonya Marie Parker, a Ghanaian-based photographer in her final year at the University of Ghana. We discuss the complexities and luxuries of being a woman in the male-dominated industry. In Ghana, the creative industry is heavily male-dominated. But despite this, there are many women who are breaking the norm and creating their own paths. One of these women is Tonya Marie Parker.
Well, I'm not just a photographer. I think I am creative because there's obviously more to me than just the pictures. So I am currently in my final year in the University of Ghana. I study philosophy and psychology. I know everybody is like, psychology, philosophy, where did the photography come from? So it's like I've always wanted to be a photographer. I've always wanted to do something in the creative industry. I remember, like, I always used to say, oh, I want to sew, I want to be a fashion designer, like that kind of thing. And I realized, so it is not as easy as these TikTokers make it. It's really difficult. I tried. I couldn't. So I was like, okay, let's see what else I can do. And I realized that I'm really into, like, pictures, images. Like, I like to go deep into them, like, see what's about.
Parker, like many others, began her photography journey during quarantine in 2020.
In 2020, during the lockdown period, yeah, that time where everybody was finding out things they never knew about themselves, yeah. My dad is into photography as well because he has a bunch of cameras. I don't even know what he uses them for. So during lockdown period, I'm like, photography has always been something I want to do. Why don't I just, like, get into it now, right? Because there's no school. Like, I'm literally doing nothing at home. So I decided that was the time I wanted to take it serious. So I've been taking pictures for 2 years now, and it's been a journey. Like, I wouldn't say photography is, like, literally the hardest thing in the world, but if you don't have the patience and the passion for it.
As a psychology major, Parker merges her creative work with her academic work.
At this moment, I am trying to incorporate a bit of my psychology into my creative work, in the sense that I'm trying to use, like, color theory and color psychology to kind of emulate certain moods. Yeah, so I'm trying to, like, work on my understanding of color and how it influences moods. So yes, that's what I'm trying to do at this point. So I'm not really using a lot of it yet, but yeah, I am on my way towards doing that.
Like many creatives, Parker mainly uses photography as a form of self-expression and as an avenue to show the world African women and African fashion from the perspective of an African woman.
My work is basically a means of self-expression. I realized that at a point, I don't know, I have things on my mind I don't really know how to put out. And I realized, like, when I started, like, taking pictures, I realized that, you know, this is literally what, like, I'm trying to, like, this is literally what I'm trying to bring out. This is literally what I want to say, not about myself, but about, let's say, fashion. Because I remember I said I wanted to, like, do some sewing. But, yeah. So, as a means, it's a means of self-expression for myself. And it's also, like, me trying to represent Black African women, because you know how hard we are on ourselves when it comes to things like this. Trying to represent Black African women and also trying to, like, just show the world after African narrative of fashion, like, it's hardly spoken of. And I think I'm, like, I want to do that, because I think there's more to us than just the culture. And because that's a whole other, like, that's a whole other topic. Let's not get into that right now. Okay. So, yeah, so my work is, like, basically my way of showing women, and more specifically African and Black women, that we can actually do it. Like, we can actually do whatever we put our minds to. We can actually, like, break these patriarchal systems, like, get into whatever you want to get into. That's, like, that's literally what I'm trying to do right now with my photography.
Like many Black women in male-dominated industries, Parker feels pressure to make her voice heard.
As a woman in a male-dominated industry, in my opinion, I feel like there's just this pressure to prove myself to the men, like, to prove myself that I can do it. Like, there's just this pressure on me. I constantly find myself second guessing my work and trying to gain, like, the approval of some of my male photographer friends. I know that's a me thing, but I don't know, I just kind of feel like there's other women who kind of have this challenge where you feel like, well, you started doing this photography thing as a way of proving to people that you as a woman can do it too. So then I find myself, like, always second guessing, like, are they going to like it? Is it going to be different from what the men are doing? That's just me.
Another challenge that Parker faces relates to safety while working with clients.
There's also the issue of safety for me. I am, like, I get really paranoid. I get scared anytime, like, I get a new gig and it's from, like, a complete stranger. I always find a way to go with someone else, because I cannot go alone. Like, I'm just, like, there's so many kidnappings going on recently. I'm not trying to get kidnapped while being in my bag. I don't know if you get what I mean.
Though safety is important to consider, Parker believes that this has been an obstacle in her growth as a photographer.
Well, to be honest, yes, it has. I feel like it has stopped me from, it has prevented me from making healthy connections, like, making, it has like prevented me from being extremely social, because photography is something that, like, I feel like you have to be social, you have to be, like, be able to interact with other people, because I can't have a client and then, like, I'm shy and I don't know what to say. I'm the photographer. If anything, I should, like, exude some sort of confidence to make the person or my muse or my subject very, very comfortable. So yes, it has, in the sense that it has prevented me from healthy connections, healthy opportunities, like opportunities that will push my work here. My concern for safety has really done that.
There are many other obstacles that have held the photographer back as well.
I feel like self-doubt has held me back. Yeah, I have, like, a little self-doubt in there somewhere, like, that's telling me you can't do it. No, you're pretty shitty at this thing. Take your time, you're rushing, like, that kind of thing. Yeah. And also the fact that people just don't believe in a woman doing a man's job, like that's in quotes, like a man's job in quotes, because you know everybody like feels like photography is like something that's made for men. So like anytime you are like, people just doubt you when they find out that you're a woman. Like when people DM me and then they are like, are you a girl? I'm like, yeah. Sometimes they ask like really, really silly questions like, are you sure you're able to do this? Can I see your work to confirm? That kind of thing. It's really, really like, it brings the confidence down before my self-doubt even attacks.
Parker thinks that it's important for Black women to have a presence in the photography industry and believes that old traditions are the reason for the low number of women involved in the profession.
Well, in my opinion, I think the reason why there's not enough women, not just Black women, like there's not enough women in the photography industry, I think it's like deeply rooted in traditions. Because, you know, in the olden days, like back way, way back then, when men were the only ones who were going to school and women all just had to be in the kitchen and cook and all of that, I think that we kind of carried that with us. And it's now that like we are trying to break, like we're trying to let go of all of that. So it's like women are like, why should I like risk doing something that only men are doing? Like, and if you're a woman who is like trying to do what the men are doing, you're just seen, they're like, you're seen like as some fearless person, but then that's not what's going on right now. That's why I think like more, like we need more women, because I don't really know a lot of women in the photography industry, but then the ones I know, we are like a handful, and I think we need like more women. If you want to do it, just do it. Like, take the bold step, take the risk. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't. If it works out, perfect. Just take the risk. Another reason why I think the Black women should unite is because we are just a few and the men are a lot. And it's like, you're supposed to be like a collective. Like, we're supposed to support each other and all of that. So that's why I think Black women should unite.
Though she has gained great recognition for her craft, Parker believes that she has not done enough to inspire people in her community.
So if I'm being totally honest with everyone here, everyone listening right now, I don't think I'm doing anything for my community at the moment. But I do have a few plans. Like, I do have a few things in mind I'm trying to do. And you will all definitely hear from me when I start whatever I have in mind.
In all, Parker wants her work to be an immersive experience that allows observers to feel what she feels through her work.
Well, I want my images to be an experience for people. Like, I want, even though they are like just fashion portraits, I want people to be able to appreciate the image. Like, I want people to be able to take into consideration the color, the pieces of clothing, the lighting, the overall mood. Like, I want people to see my images and go like, wow. Like, whatever mood or whatever like feels and emotions that my images are like giving to people right now at this moment, fast forward 30 years, I want people to like feel the same thing. I want it to like, I want my images to have this kind of eternity sort of thing. I just want people to be able to like feel whatever I'm feeling, whatever I'm trying to communicate. I want people to be able to get the same thing. So even though I just started, like, I'm preparing myself towards giving you guys the experience I want you guys to experience. Like, I am... You'll just see, you'll see, you'll see. Just let me... You'll see. You'll see what I'm trying to, like, talk about. Yeah.
With trailblazers like Tonya Marie Parker, the photography industry is one that will be saturated with Black women with immense talent in the near future. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Penny and a Peswa. Stay in the loop and join the conversation by following us on Instagram and Twitter at @penny_apeswa. All guest information can be found in the description of today's episode. You can listen to A Penny and a Peswa on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all podcast listening platforms. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review of 5 stars. See you on the flip side.